Under the Radar. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. How is it possible that one of those little quadcopters could get past the Secret Service and crash on the South Lawn of the White House? Because it was only a matter of time, that's why. Drones are selling at the rate of $200,000 a month, and based on the drone videos I've seen, and as of today, there are at least 1.9 million of them on YouTube, every one of them will crash somewhere. But Dave, you say, why would anyone fly a drone anywhere near the White House? Well, I'll tell you why. Because these drone pilots have no fear. They're consumed by their hobby. And they tend to be a little self-righteous, like those open carry guys who wear their guns into coffee shops. In one YouTube video, a guy flies his drone over a beach on Oahu. And what do you know? Some of the bathers are naked. And one of them throws his sandals at it and then follows the drone pilot back to his truck, demanding he pull the video card.
Pull it out. What's that?
I like being filmed naked.
Well, you shouldn't lay out there naked.
You know, we expect a little privacy here.
You know what? You're breaking the f***ing law.
Really?
Yep.
What are you going to do, turn me in?
I'm not going to turn you in.
You came right up to me twice.
Listen to me.
The second time you got the sandal.
Just listen close. I'm not going to turn you in.
Pull the card out.
And then there's the video of the guy who did a flyover as this girl was tanning, and she makes a run at him.
And you should be taking pictures of people on the beach.
And that's why someone would have the nerve to fly a drone near the White House. Compared to being confronted by a rampaging bather, the Secret Service is nothing. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.